Hello?
Can I speak with Rayshon?
Yes, just a minute, please. This is Rayshon.
Hi, my name's Tyler. This is GT Services on behalf of Capital One. How are you today?
I'm all right.
Good. We're just calling here to update you on your account status. Is this the best phone number to contact you?
Yeah, this is a good number.
Sure, and that's 651-330-4091?
Yeah.
Thanks, and I just need to verify your date of birth or the last four of your social.
Oh, man. I was in a bad car accident last night.
I'm sorry to hear about that.
Doesn't take very long to go through this. I don't know. I'm pretty fuzzy-headed.
You don't know your birthday?
I'll tell you something, man. I hit that steering wheel so hard with my head that I haven't been able to remember today. Really am messed up.
Yeah, that sounds like something the doctor might need to look at.
Yeah, in fact, I'm going to be going at 3:30. I got an appointment with him. You guys called me yesterday, too. I talked to somebody.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have our phone number to call us back, or?
What's that?
Do you have our number to give us a call back, or?
I'm not even sure I'd remember to call you.
Okay, sure. All right, we'll try another time.
What's the bill, anyway? I could just pay it now and get it out of the way.
I just needed to verify your date of birth, and then I can set up a check by phone and waive some fees for you here on the account.
Well, what kind of bills am I looking at?
Well, the over limit amount on the account is $533.60.
Okay, so can I pay that with a debit card, or how's that work?
Yeah, that would work for sure.
Okay.
Like, I just need the last four of your social or your date of birth, just one of those things.
Alright. Hang on, let me get it here if I can find my paperwork. Hang on.
Sure.
I was driving down a road last night. I think the guy coming at me must have been drinking. He turned right into my lane. Head-on accident. I went through the windshield, across my hood, into his windshield, and landed on his lap.
That is crazy.
And he's gone. He died. 84-year-old fella, and he had an old car, and I don't know what happened there. He didn't have an airbag or something. I had an airbag, and it didn't go off, which is, if it doesn't go off in an accident like that, when's it gonna? Tell you something that's crazy. When I woke up in the guy's lap in his car, he had, this ink that explodes in money bags when you rob a bank? He had that stuff. He had the money all stained red in there. So when the cops come and the ambulance people, I say, hey, you might want to look at this. Well, it turns out that guy, by a half hour earlier, had robbed a bank right in the neighborhood. So here
he is. 84 years old?
Yeah. Yeah, he had robbed a bank, which is all, I guess, due to this economy. Anyway, so they find this money and they end up giving me a reward for catching the guy. I said, I didn't catch the guy. The guy, in essence, caught me in his lap, you know, by driving in front of me. But I ended up with a pretty good reward. So I have the money now to square up with you guys. I got money right now to square up with pretty much anybody. I could bail out GM right now, frankly.
Oh, well, that's a good thing.
So things are looking good. Is there any way I could just make a cash payment? Because, frankly, none of this stuff is in the bank, so debit card payment isn't going to work anyway.
Well, what I can do is I can actually post-date it to next week, and then I can waive some of these fees for you as well.
No, I don't mind paying the fees. Seriously, I got the money. I'll pay fees.
No, that's fine, but I mean, it's a savings of money regardless, and I do have checking information here. I can just set this for next Monday if you want to or something. Sir? Are you still there? Sir? Are you still there?
Yeah, sorry. What the hell?
Oh, hi, sir.
What the hell? I think some stuff's still coming back. Because I don't think always the ramifications of this play out in the first few hours. Sometimes it's the first few days.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
Yeah. The cool thing is, though, you ever remember that weird mark on Gorbachev's head?
Yep.
I got one exactly like that. Mine's a wound, but it looks exactly like that in color and its shape. My pal across the street says I look like Gorbachev, which is crazy because he looks like Yeltsin.
Coincidence.
My background is Russian. My parents came over from Russia when I was a little boy. They were booted out of there because they were working with circus monkeys, and they had some weird thing happen with the monkeys there, and the Russians said, we don't go for that, and they booted them out, and they brought the monkeys and over here, and I was raised here.
Yeah, I think I heard of monkey experiments over there.
Yeah, they were involved in the monkey experiments, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, they
the
were
mind
doing
control stuff?
Yeah, all that stuff, yeah. And they got some incredible, incredible stories. I mean, they were so advanced over there. They were 50 years ahead of anything being tried by this government. And some of that stuff, I mean, they still have the knowledge over there. And
sure.
They're trying some things you wouldn't believe.
It's all hidden away?
Yeah, it is. And there's no getting at it. But I'll tell you, my parents are writing a memoir, and I got some of the copies of the chapters. It's just, it's crazy. Look out for 2012 is all I got to say.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Mayans.
Yeah, the whole Mayan thing, and then the Russians are way ahead on that. Know exactly what's going on and how it's going to play out and what their role's going to be, and the monkeys. You know, the monkeys are always there somewhere.
It's crazy.
Right? Yeah. So it's kind of cool that I look like Gorbachev.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I can go ahead and set this up for you here.
All right, cool. Let's do it.
Need one of those pieces.
Oh, yeah, right. What the hell was it now? My mind's going.
Sure, just your date of birth or the last four of your social line.
Right,
one of those.
Come on, get it.
Sure.
And my wallet should be in here.
Sure. Just the last four is all they need if you're getting the social.
6332 are the last four, it says here.
6332, okay. And you're Rashawn Arnold?
No, Rashawn Debut.
Oh, okay. Rashawn Debut, that's your name?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we're looking for somebody else here.
Oh, wow, that was weird.
Yeah, okay.
You know, keep reading about the monkeys, man.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Take care, sir, and hopefully it goes all right at the doctor.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.